Okay, guys, crazy stuff happening all the way around, pretty much, at this conference right now. So if any of you guys have been watching my Instagram stories lately, you've probably already seen a bunch about this, but just wanted to jump in on this and talk about it. Sorry, I'm walking along the road. It's probably kind of noisy, but moving on. Craziest thing happened. Well, a few crazy things, right? Just totally, my big thing, and like I think I've shared with you guys before, what I really want to do is make my $1 million as fast as possible, get successful, and really start influencing youth. Like, that's what I really want out of my life, right? Whew, it's kind of hard to breathe. Walking too fast. Okay, so I was meeting with, you know, just networking at this conference that I'm at, which is crazy because usually I'm like that young person in the crowd who's like kind of like that young high achiever, you know? And here, I kid you not, like, I have met so many people that are way younger than me that are literally making 10 times the amount of money that I am, that are having 10 times the amount of impact that I'm having. Like, it's mind-blowing. It's the coolest thing ever to me. And, like, pretty sure I see someone that like, looks younger than me. I'm like, hey, like, I gotta ask you, what do you do? And they're like, oh, yeah, like, I make $1 million, like, a year doing this. I'm like, what? Just, like, totally mind-blowing. So, they give out this award that pretty much, like, it's like an award for your first $1 million, you know? Might even be in a year. I think it's like $1 million in a year you have to make to get this award. Okay, they literally had it like this line out the door. Of like, it was like for 2 hours they gave out this award to all these people that have been doing this. One of them looked pretty dang young, right? And I was like, okay. He was tall, but looked pretty young. Anyways, like an hour later, he comes up on stage and he's speaking. And like the guy that introduced him was like, hey, so you just went up there and you just won an award that states you made $1 million. He's like, yep, I did. He's like, how old are you? And he's like, I'm 14. And I was like, what? Like, blew my mind, right? This kid's 14 years old. I think he's been working on this for like 2 years now. Clearly has some pretty good hustle, has some pretty good motivation. But at the end of the day, like, he's still 14. Like, are you kidding me? You know? Then, sorry, I gotta breathe more. I'm like walking and like trying to like spew all these crazy ideas out. But I was talking with this girl. She looked pretty young. We were talking for quite a while, and I kind of said, hey, so what do you do? And like, as we were talking, kind of, she's like, yeah, well, I partnered with my mom on this project where we teach people how to sell mobile homes. I'm like, oh, like mobile home real estate. She's like, exactly. Like, we train especially women in mobile home real estate. I was like, oh, that's so cool. And I was like, so how's that done? She's like, well, it did pretty well. Like, yeah, we actually made $10 million on it. I was like, oh, what? Like, literally, I was like, what? Are you kidding me? Like, this girl looked pretty young. I'm like, you made $10 million. She's like, yeah, well, like, me, my mom, and another business partner. Like, we all kind of, like, worked on it together. We made it happen. And it was just totally mind-blowing for me. And I was like, okay, I got to ask you, how old are you? And she's like, I'm 19. I was like, are you kidding me? How long does this take? She's like, about 2 years of really, really hard work. You know, plus there was, like, three of us on board. I'm like, okay, that's just nuts, though, you know? And that's just, like, their, you know, that's just, like, their first $10 million, so. Got to cross the road. Okay. This is probably like the worst, most informal podcast ever, but I don't care. It's about the content, right? So, here's been my latest perspective. Here's kind of my latest revelation for you guys. You're never too young to start, right? There's this huge belief in our society that youth are, like teenagers are just like kind of screw-ups, and they're in this bad apple phase for like, you know, 6 years, and then they kind of grow out of it, maybe, you know? And everyone's like, oh, you just have to kind of ride it out, just wait for him to like finally stop being like a loser, you know? And I'm a big believer that part of the reason youth are that way is they're expected to be. Literally, they're like, they're totally expected to just like never succeed at anything, to never like achieve anything. So anyways, my thing is that the expectations need to change around youth, right? We need to believe that teenagers does not mean you're a screw-up. Yes, there's going to always be a bunch of, like, wingnuts out there that are just that way, right? But at the end of the day, like, we have the power inside our society to influence this, you know, this change that's like, hey, listen, like, you can do better things, you can do bigger things, you can do greater things. So, anyways, that's kind of my thought right now. And a lot of it's about the resources. That's why I'm so passionate about this. Like, what I really want to do with my life is to give these teenagers the resources to go and do this kind of stuff where you can go and make six figures. as a 15 year old, like, there's no reason why you can't. It doesn't have to be online business. Like, that's what I do and that's what I love, but it doesn't have to be that. It can be like online business, e-commerce. It can be real estate. It's like, there's so many different ways you can go out there and like make an amazing fortune. You just have to have the right resources, and you have to have the belief. You have to have people that believe that you're capable of great things. So anyways, yeah, I'll get off that soapbox, but this event's been pretty inspiring. Some of my biggest takeaways are: your net worth is very closely tied to your network, right? So your network, the more people you know who you have a lot of goodwill built up with, you will, like, that's how it's going to affect your future, right? And everything. How many people do you know that ended up in a relationship and then it got getting married because their friends introduced them? Happens all the time. Now, Tinder's happening. I get that, right? I've got a few friends that are Tinder marriages, and that's cool. I've got a few friends that met at school and other places, but some of the best marriages ever, and the people you, like, would never meet otherwise, are when two friends were like, hey, you guys should get together, right? Network. What is goodwill? It's when you go and you give and give and give. It's like, they teach it now, but it's like an age-old principle. Like, Jesus Christ taught this, Buddha taught this, like, this is as old as time itself. You give and you give and you give and you give. That's what you do. And the more you give, the more it comes back and benefits you in many different ways. So, if you're kind of like, I don't know where to start. I'm like, hey, listen. Number one, get out there and start connecting with people. But Brunson, I don't know how to do that. Like, I don't know where to go. I don't know, like, who do I talk to? I'm like, hey, don't worry about it. If you find anybody who is killing it at anything, go talk to him. I did this when I was in, just like washing windows as like this 17-year-old kid, right? And if I can do it, anyone can do it, right? Like, I'm plenty awkward and I'm plenty weird in my own way, but like, I'd meet people and I'm like, hey, you have a really nice house. As I'm washing their windows, I'm like, wow, like, your house is beautiful. Like, oh, thank you. Can I ask what you do for a living? And they kind of like chuckle, like, oh, hell yeah. Everyone has that after they see my house, right? No. And like, they'll tell you like, oh yeah, I do this crazy thing. And like, you know, I'm a real estate guy and I do this, I do that. Like, that's how I got a lot of information growing up. Is I would meet with these people and they would just be like so excited to tell me about, you know, and well, yeah, and here was the golden question. I'll give you this. Okay, so I'll tell you here in a second. There was one question that I asked that totally opened everyone up, right? So if you're looking for like, okay, what's the question? Like, how do I start this? There's one question, but I'll tell you here in a second. But there's one question that I would ask that totally made people just open up and they would just tell me like everything I needed to know. So I'll tell you guys a story. So this one time I'm washing windows, this is in Idaho Falls. Go to this guy's house, he had a really nice home, very beautiful. And I'm sitting there like washing his windows, he was super friendly, and I always start conversations. Okay, that's like the other thing. Start conversations with everybody. Just like start and say, hey, so where are you from? Or what do you do for a living? Like just ask, like there's like 10 questions you can ask. And it starts the ball rolling. And then just be interested in their lives. And it really does. It has an amazing impact. Wow, I'm out of breath. Whoa, okay. I'm just so excited about this, guys. It's like, I'm going nuts right now. Okay, so. Okay, going back. I'm sitting there talking to him. He was a super cool guy. I'm like, hey, I got to ask. So, like, what do you do for a living? He's like, actually, I kind of helped build Siri. And I'm like, what? You, like, built the Siri? And he's like, yeah, I did. No way. And I was like, okay. I got a question. Like, can I like interview you? And he's like, I guess so. I'm like, no, like I see all these cool things that you've done with your life. You got a beautiful home. You seem to have a really happy family. Like, that's what I want. I want to be financially free. I want to have an amazing family. I just want to be happy. Like at the end of the day. And he's like, yeah, absolutely. Come on over. So I go over to his house. We sit down. Okay. And by the way, you'll be amazed. If you ask that question, can I interview you? People say yes all the time. They're flattered by it. Who doesn't want to be interviewed? Are you kidding me? Some people are like big shots and maybe they're too busy, but everybody wants people that want to ask their advice on stuff. Everybody does. Like, just be humble, be sincere, and say, I would like to learn from you. And just say, can I interview you? Can I take 10 minutes of your time? Whatever it is. Can I take you to lunch, right? Anyways, okay, now going back. This is the question that I asked him. This is the one that if you ask anybody, this like opens people up. It's amazing what it does to people. So I sit down. We're on his couch. I'm looking at him like, okay. I really only have one question. I just like, okay, like, go for it. I'm like, okay. At this time, I was, how old was I? 17? I'm like, okay, if you were 17, right now, if you could start over at 17, rewind the clock, what would you do starting right now if you were 17? Dude, okay, guys, he went nuts. He did not stop talking forever. It was absolutely mind-blowing. He gave me so much amazing information, like, totally blew my socks off. So, that's kind of the thing is, that's the question. What would you do if you were in my shoes right now? Like, what would you do? What's the next step you would take? Let's go, guys. What's, like, the next thing that you would do? So, anyways, that's the question. That's the golden ticket, right? What would you do if you were 22 years old, 25 years old, 13 years old? I love when people ask me that question. Hey, like, Brunson, what do I do? I'm 17. I'm okay. I'll tell you what I'd do if I was 17 and starting over. They're, okay. Take notes. Ask follow-up questions. Really dig in deep with them. These people have amazing experiences. I'll tell you what, it gave me an amazing base I was able to work with, like, for the rest of my life. Because I learned from all these different, like, backgrounds, all different careers, all these different, like, industries. It gave me an amazing foundation for business. Which is why I think that when I hit a certain industry, I accelerated very quickly because the foundation that I had before that was very strong. So, okay. One more thing. Okay, and then I'm done, I promise. Last thing. Read books! Read tons and tons of books. Just, like, crank them out. It doesn't have to be like you have to, like, speed read. But, guys, read every day. Every single day. And honestly, what you read doesn't even matter all that much. As long as, like, you're reading. Okay, another great question for these people that you talk to. Say, hey, what books do you recommend? One book can change your life. I was talking to a guy just recently about this. Literally, I believe in this so firmly. One book can totally change your life, your perspectives, everything. All you have to do is just get in there and read it, you know? Like, get in there and read the book. Pull out the ideas and start applying them into your life. When I was a kid, okay, one more story, I'm done, I'll shut up. Okay, so, when I was a kid, this isn't a book, but this is an interview. Same concept. I listened to an interview with Tony Robbins, who's speaking tomorrow, by the way, I'm so pumped about it, wet my pants. And Frank Kern, okay? Frank Kern made his first, he made $1 million in, like, I think it was 17 hours. 17 hours, right? Absolutely mind-blowing. So Frank Kern's, like, this total legend. Yesterday, I'm sitting there. I had no idea this was happening. All of a sudden, he walks out on stage, like, out of nowhere, right? I lost it. I went, like, full fangirl status. Like, I've joked a lot about this. Like, there's a white girl deep inside me, you know, that just, like, comes out and, like, cries a little bit. Like, that's who I was in that moment. Like, I lost it, guys. So, he comes out, and I went totally nuts because this interview that I heard literally as a 12-year-old, I listened to it over and over and over and over again. And it was about how he made $1 million in 17 hours. And it was so inspiring for me as a young kid. And, of course, like, that was back in the 90s, and things were a lot different then, and, like, how it worked, that was very different, but it planted in my mind the seed that was like, hey, if you find something people need and you're good at selling it, you pretty much will never, like, you'll never worry about money. And so, like, it was this amazing thing that really planted this idea in my mind at a very young age. So, anyways, that was, like, what happened. But anyways, read books, grow your network, ask people questions, say, hey, what would you do when I would, like, if you were 22, what would you do, right? Which rhymes beautifully, right? So, okay. I'll stop geeking out here. Guys, get out there and just make it happen. We'll see you on the next episode.